Well, I'm going to start off with a song about a woman who is a heroine of mine. Her name at birth was Mary Harris, and she was born in Cork City, right there in Shandon, right in the centre of Cork. And she didn't stay too long because her parents emigrated to America. And she, in later life, became a union agitator, I think, more than an organiser. And her name was became Mother Jones. And she organised the agitated on behalf of the coal miners, largely, of West Virginia and Colorado. And she was a great woman. She didn't live in Cork very long, but she certainly had a tongue which could only have been raised in Cork. It's called the Spirit of Mother Jones. Is dead and gone, she could no longer stay. No one knew how old she was, but she was often heard to say how she was born in 1830 in the Swede County Cork. But she crossed the foaming billows till she landed in New York. Mother Jones, the miner's angel, must be treated with respect. She's an old-fashioned lady, and you never would suspect that this gown and this bonnet would fill a rich man full of dread. She's the most dangerous woman in America, they said. Marching up the street with her umbrella in her hand. I can hear her still at Ludlow, where the miners made a stand. And she says, John D, will you kindly tell to me, how could you let your troopers lay them 13 children down in the horrors of West Virginia and in Colorado too? Mother Jones and her miners, they never could subdue. And the men, they stood and grunted in their tents and tented bread. And the women stood like a wall of steel, and nothing could batter down. Mother Jones, the miner's angel, must be treated with respect. She's an old-fashioned lady, and you never would suspect that this gown and this bonnet would fill a rich man full of dread. She's the most dangerous woman in America, they said. Of child labor, says she, and the march of the mill children took place in 1903 from Philadelphia to New York. And she says, I'm going to show Wall Street the flesh and blood they squeeze to make their dough. When she died in 1930, oh, the sadness was profound, and they laid her to rest in a Union burial ground. And she lies in Mount Olive, where the midnight wind it moans. Stand up for the Union, cries the spirit of Mother Jones. And the rich man and his police and his pulpit and his press got away with murder, then they'd get away with it yet. But we'll forge a mighty union, and we won't be overthrown. And we never will forget the spirit of Mother Jones.